So I want to actually practice and have a sit here. And let's see. Again, I have to look at time, how much we have here. So I'll let the thought go at that, and let's turn over to practicing. Practicing with compassion. And you saw some of those phrases, and you saw the breathing in and breathing out. I'll just leave that for you to reflect on. But as I guide you here, I'm going to kind of guide the way I practice with this. And it's a variation, a little bit like this. It's a little bit like a metta practice. And like the metta practice, I start with myself. It doesn't have to start with myself. And offer compassion and caring to myself. Look at people who are close to me. I won't do all the circles, but there's a hierarchy, from myself, from benefactor to family, friends, to people who I see on the streets, to neighborhoods, to the world. So it's kind of that opening up. And the way I do it, it's a kind of metta practice. I start out and I bring to mind, what's going on in my own mind, what's happening with me. And I offer, and I find ease around that. And I often go to my family and I consider, I have five siblings, each of them have kids and so forth. I go from family to family and just bringing them to mind, basically metta, may they all be happy. But then I pause. I look at the ones who are kind of suffering at this point. Maybe a child is ill. Maybe there was a death. Maybe there's a relationship. And I think about them. I bring them to mind particularly. And that's what I kind of offer. Peace, ease. That's kind of relevant to them. If there is a death, may they find a way to relate to this loss with peace and clarity. So, finding our seat, knowing we're sitting, breathing, connecting to our breath, our body, maybe bringing up, maybe there's something on our minds right now. The way that we're struggling. Maybe a worry about our current conditions. Whatever it is. Maybe it's a long-term challenge. Allow it to be felt. Allow that suffering to be known, recognized. Relating to it as a witness. Just seeing it as perhaps somebody else would see it, like your a caring person would, your grandmother or your spouse. Just recognizing, it's like this now. This is difficult. And I have ease around this challenge. And I find a way to navigate this with clarity. May I live in peace. Considering your family, where you want to go with this is kind of up to you. I say I usually go to my siblings and each of their families. But do a scan First of all, you can take them all in. Take them all in as a group and do a metta. You know, may they all be happy. May they all be healthy and safe. May they live with ease. And also look closer. Consider those in this circle. Family, friends you can include. Consider their challenges. Reflect on that. Be close to it. You're not there right now. Just mentally allow yourself to be close to that experience. What's that like? How is that? And wish them. Wish them peace, ease, clarity. Release from pain, good health. Release of self-judgment. Whatever is appropriate, offer those wishes. Again, it could be like a tongue. Breathe in that pain. Just exhale. Well wishes for ease. Expand this. Maybe taken step by step. Certainly more time could be spent on any of these. But looking at the world, looking at the evening news, looking at all the sufferings of humans right now. Bring to mind images. Sufferings related to climate change and weather. Suffering related to violence. People against one another. Just knowing, what's it like? You know, all of us are within an event, earthquake in here, around here. I'm experiencing some of this same loss, same suffering, same pain. May people find peace. May they find ways to navigate the difficulties of loss, difficulties of disease, the grief associated with death. We're all in it together. We're all on one planet. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings have shelter, food, safety. May all beings live in peace. I want to end. Let me find it. I have to reflect on that a bit. And I'd like to end with one of my favorite stories. Maybe you've heard this before. From Naomi Shihab Nye, called Wandering Around an Albuquerque Airport Terminal, Gate 4A. After learning my flight was detained 4 hours, I heard the announcement. If anyone in the vicinity of Gate 4A understands any Arabic, please come to the gate immediately. Well, one pauses these days. Gate 4A was my own gate. I went there. An older woman in full traditional Palestinian dress, just like my grandma wore, was crumpled to the floor, wailing loudly. Help, said the flight service person. Talk to her. What is her problem? He told her the flight was going to be 4 hours late, and she did this. He put my arm around her and spoke to her haltingly. Shudo ashu, bidak, bidi, stani, stani, shue. The minute she heard any word she knew, however poorly used, she stopped crying. She thought our flight had been canceled entirely. She needed to be in El Paso for some major medical treatment the following day. I said, no, no, we're fine. You'll get there. Just late. Who's picking you up? Let's call him and tell him. We called her son and I spoke with him in English. I told him I would stay with his mother till we got on the plane and would ride next to her. She talked to him, then we called her other sons, just for the fun of it. Then we called my dad, and he spoke with her for a while in Arabic and found out, of course, they had 10 shared friends. Then I thought, just for the heck of it, why not call some of my Palestinian poets I know and let them chat with her? This all took about 2 hours. She was laughing a lot by then, telling about her life, answering questions. She had pulled a sack of homemade mamul cookies, little powdered sugar, crumbly mounds stuffed with dates and nuts, out of her bag, and was offering them all to women at the gate, to all the women at the gate. To my amazement, not a single woman declined one. It was like a sacrament. The traveler from Argentina, the traveler from California, the lovely woman from Laredo, we were all covered with the same powdered sugar and smiling. There are no better sugars. And then the airline broke out the free beverages from huge coolers, and two little girls from our flight, one African-American, one Mexican-American, ran around serving us all apple juice and lemonade. They're all covered with powdered sugar, too. And I noticed my new best friend. By now we were holding hands. Had spotted a plant poking out of her bag, some medicinal thing with green furry leaves. Such an old country traveling tradition, always carry a plant, always stay rooted to somewhere. And I looked around that gate of late in weary ones and thought, this is the world I want to live in. A shared world. Not a single person in this gate, once the crying of confusion stopped, has seemed apprehensive about any other person. They took the cookies. I want to hug all those other women too. This can still happen. Anywhere. Not everything is lost.